Good morning, 6:28 on June the 14th, a Friday. Moving along. 15:45. Yes, first mile. Second mile won't be as fast, but first mile, 15 minutes. 15:45, so almost 16 still, but sub 16 minute mile.
Yes.
Pardon me while I do a little happy dance here on the sidewalk. No, not really, because I'm not sure my ankles would stand it right at the moment. The shin muscles, whatever they are at the front of my leg, are burning from the kicking. So, yeah, we need to cool this down a little bit, or I'll be crippled before I finish the second mile. So, yesterday, oh, I had such high hopes for yesterday. Somebody cue John Lennon. Is that a Lennon song? I don't know. I'm turning my Beatles cred card. So yeah, I had high hopes. It was looking really good. I got, elder daughter was going off to have breakfast with the boyfriend and then spend a day doing video work for some project they're doing as part of a group. I think they've been inspired by whatever his name is, Connor, the guy who did the video for Rolla D6, who and very, very much looks like he filmed part of that video in our neighborhood. Some of the landscape and the trees and stuff, some of the angles made me think he's shooting in the park behind our house, which is not too surprising, but that's also where the kids were filming yesterday. The kids, they're all 18, 17, 18. Swords and bows and costumes and the whole bit. They had four gym bags full of, and I mean big gym bags, big, you know, 2.5-3 foot long gym bags full of gear. It was pretty impressive, actually. So she was out of there. I got younger daughter off to school and then came home, and wife was in the shower getting ready to go to work, and I thought, yes, yes, this is going to be a good day. And it kind of fell apart after that. And instead of going to work, she put her pajamas back on and decided she was too sick to go to work yesterday. And so it didn't work out. And as the morning wore on, I found myself able to write less and less. And that's, so I just started working on household chores. Figure I get the household chores out of the way, eventually I'll run out of chores and we'll have to go back to writing, or we'll be able to go back to writing. And when I got ready to go to pick up the daughter from school, the car, which I lost a couple of hours of writing time to on Tuesday, failed to start, completely failed to start. Wouldn't turn over, wouldn't do anything. I rolled it around a little bit in the garage, I rolled it out in the driveway, nothing. So I took the van, went over and got the kid, went down to the store and got the groceries, and came back, called AAA. And AAA took an hour, but they sent a guy in a pickup truck with a jumper. That didn't work. So he called a tow truck, and the tow truck driver took another half hour, but he did manage to get the car started, and indicated it was a bad starter motor. So I took it over back to the garage and lost most of the afternoon to automotive. That was quite disconcerting. So I thought, well, okay, I'll stay up late and get an evening writing shift in. Yeah, it didn't work out either. I settled in with it, a couple cups of tea actually, and a little biscuit to tide me over, and started writing, and then woke up, and then started writing again, and woke up, and started writing a third time, and woke up and realized that the sentence that I put on the page was complete. It even had a period at the end, but it didn't have, it wasn't really anything to do with the scene that was being written. I'm not even sure it was the same book. And that was the point where I said, you know what, this isn't going to work. Forcing it isn't going to help. So I gave it up, poured the second cup of tea out, and went to bed. I think I got a good night's sleep. I'm not sure. I'll know in a little while. If I don't need to have a nap at like 9 o'clock, it was probably a good night's sleep. If I do need to have a nap at 9 o'clock, I'm gonna take a nap, so yeah. So we'll see what today brings. In theory, the kids are both home, but the kids are usually pretty quiet. In theory, my wife should go to work. That would be good. But in actual practice, if I had to pick, I'm going to bet she stays home today. So I'll need to find a place to write. My netbook is all charged up and ready to roll. I need to get the manuscript for the gangster onto a jump drive so I can take it with me wherever I go. And I don't have a car, so wherever I go has to be relatively close. There's a coffee shop within walking distance. There's actually a Starbucks halfway to the garage where the car is. They said they'd have it done late morning today. So perhaps I'll go over there. Don't particularly like Starbucks coffee, but at least I know what I'm getting there. There's a coffee shop that's went into the old Starbucks here. It's going the wrong way. It's not going toward the garage. So that won't help me as the day goes on. And they have a dark roast coffee that I don't find particularly appealing. It's, I'm not fond of dark roasts to begin with. I prefer light city or full city roast. The dark roast, the espresso roast, French roast, not so much. They always taste burned to me. A couple of people have asked about fires. I'm nowhere near the fires. The big fire down in Colorado Springs, second big fire in 2 years. That's not pretty. But I'm also 100 miles away or more. There was a Rocky Mountain National Park had a fire. That's 50 miles away. But 50 miles is a long way for fire. Because you have to come down across, out of the mountains, across the plains, and through 2 cities, jump the highway, and then come another 15 miles before it got here. So yeah, not happening. Monk Pool. Or let's just say it would be very unusual if it were to happen even ditch fires that they have around here don't tend to spread very far. The fact that there's very little in the way of fuel, you know, grass fires are, they burn fast. They cover a lot of ground really quickly. And if you're caught unprotected in them, they're potentially quite hazardous. But they don't have anywhere near the fuel, and dried grass doesn't have anywhere near the energy potential that a forest full of pitch-laden trees does. So, generally, well, a garden hose action should take care of, in theory, should take care of grass fires. Good morning. Obviously, someone who does not believe pedestrians have the right of way. There was plenty of room, so it wasn't like he was crowding me, running over my toes or anything, but still. One of the reasons that I always give vehicles a wide berth on the street. This guy came roaring up after I was halfway across. At any rate. So, yesterday was one of those days. It was a very frustrating day. It was a day filled with good intentions, but not an awful lot of production. I slept in until 5 this morning, and I've had a half a cup of coffee. I'm going to go home and get some breakfast. I don't have to take anybody anywhere today. I have to go get the car eventually. It did need a new starter motor, and they're putting that in this morning, along with an oil change. So there's a couple of things taken care of today, and we'll get the podcast out before 7. We'll get some breakfast going. And we'll sit down with the word processor and try again. That's all you can do, is sit down and try again, try again. I'm going to have to probably throw away most of what I wrote last night, just because I suspect it's not coherent. I was trying to break 10,000 words. I got to 9,700. And then 300 words, which should be only about a 15-minute job. When you write 5 words and fall asleep, and 8 words and fall asleep, it's a long time. And if it's putting me to sleep to write it, I can't imagine what it must be to read it. So, yeah, I'm on the second book also of P.S. Power, Young Ancients. The title of the book is Knight Esquire. It's okay. I read some of the reviews on Amazon. I don't usually read Amazon reviews, but I read a couple. They remind me a lot of my negative reviews. And there's people who take umbrage at things they don't agree with. And I don't know, maybe it'll come to pass, maybe it won't. But this still has a lot of really good reviews, and not a lot of terrible reviews. So far I'm enjoying it, and that's the most important part. I'm enjoying it a great deal. It is a little bit, it runs counter to some of my philosophies in terms of reading, in terms of storytelling. The main character is too stupid to live. He's an idiot savant, as I said yesterday. And in general, has absolutely no clue. And in a way that makes me wonder if he's actually been alive for as long as he says he has been. Because that doesn't ring true. It doesn't. It's sort of like a is sort of like a joke. But the stories themselves are, you know, gadget of the day. Somebody has a problem, so he invents a magical gadget to fix it. And then the troubles he gets into trying to deal with the fallout from the magical gadgets. The magical gadgets all work, by the way. They all do exactly what they're supposed to do. And that way he is a lot like Ishmael Wong. He finds solutions to problems. The big part is that he's a discovered prince. He's not really who he thinks he is. His mother isn't who he thinks she is. His father isn't who he thinks he is. His mother isn't who he thinks she is. I don't know if I said that right the first time. So, yeah, and it turns out he has secret magical woo-woo powers that nobody else has, or very few people have. And so he's, among other things, effectively immortal. Although he can be killed, he won't die of old age. And that also gives him powers beyond those of mortal men. And for that, I'm like, you know, that you could have left out. That part is, you know, that's one of the things that I'm tired of reading stories about people of privilege, about people who have these kinds of, oh yes, I'm this way because I'm special. And some will argue that Ishmael Wong is special. I would argue that Ishmael Wong is a long way from being special in that regard. If anything, he's special in that he is, in a certain sense, naive. And in another sense, aware. And being naive and aware at the same time. It reminds me of the tarot card, The Fool. And the fool is not foolish in the original tarot sense. He is naive. He is. In a certain sense, the fool is unaware. So in that sense, Ishmael Wong is certainly not the fool. He's more like the hanged man. But I'm still enjoying the book. I'm in book two. So 18 minutes for a second mile. Not bad. Not a bad workout today. I did work up a sweat. I've got my jeans are sticking to my legs because I've worked up a sweat. I've got sweat running down my back. I'll have to change my shirt. It's okay. I didn't wear a clean shirt because I knew I'd get it dirty. But I am at the back gate, which means it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.